or CEF Mobile.
KO4CEF, KN4BWA.
What's up, Andrew?
Much, Steve. Just on my way home from the airfield. How you doing?
Give it up flying today.
A good day for it, too.
Well, I was just going to jump on here and tell you that I'm going to try to go out there tomorrow afternoon. Man, was anybody else out there?
I was flying their ultralights, and then Uli showed up for a little while. He flew around one time, and then he finally put it up. So we're just now leaving.
Put up.
Uli Bending, the German.
I know who you're talking about. Yep. Okay. Well, sounds like a pretty good crowd.
I mean, the ultralight, he did a couple touch and goes, which was slightly annoying, I guess, because, you know, you'd think he was done, he'd take back off, and you try to get a plane up in the air, and next thing you know, he's crossing the field again. You're like, God darn it.
What color was the plane? Let me guess. What color was it?
Looked like it was the white and had blue and red wings, and it had red stripes on the plane, if I remember. The guy, I guess he's an instructor or something. I know he said he took up Larry at one point in time.
Kind of real dark hair with a beard and a little bit heavy set.
And that one, I don't know. This was kind of a young guy. Probably a little shorter than me, real skinny. I mean, he was doing fine, but he was showing somebody else how to do it. They looked like they had a few moments that were had some pucker factors, but I guess they did all right. They didn't crash it.
I think I know who you're talking about, and if it's the same guy, yeah, he's a little bit of a schmuck. Now the guy with the beard and dark hair and kind of heavy set. He seems to be okay.
Talk to him. I mean, the guy that flies the black and green plane, he was there. He came in. I didn't even know he was up in the air. He showed up at some point, you know, right after I'd already got my planes out of the air. So he landed. He never took back off. But like I said, the other guy in that kind of the white and red plane, he was instructing somebody. The guy was learning how to fly or something. I don't know. I guess he was just getting some more practice in because it had been a while.
Yep. Well, still, a day at the field flying a little bit is better than a day at work.
I tell you what, I wish they'd pay me to come out there and fly. And I wouldn't have to do the work part of it.
Well, listen, I don't know what your schedule is, but like I said, I'm going to try to be out there tomorrow and tomorrow afternoon. I may try to get a hold of Ollie and see if I can drag him out there.
Head out. I mean, if it's, you know, after 3, I usually don't walk out of work until about 3:30, 4 o'clock. So, I mean, if you think about it, you can always text me. If I'm not busy, I might come out. Most of my flying will probably be on the weekends for the most part.
Have you gotten any new planes?
Yeah, I still got the Aero Scout and the Concendo, and I tried to get the Bickler up in the air today, but every once in a while there was a little bit of a breeze, and it would catch that Bickler, and it would just kind of turn it around, and I was just like, nope, not doing it today. So I brought it back down and put the Aero Scout back up, and I still have the Corsair that I need to. I'm going to try to get up in the air again this summer, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that sounds like something that you need to do on a very, very calm day.
I'd like to find out what kind of prop and motor that you and Dave put on y'all's. I wouldn't mind a little more oomph out of the Bixler.
Put that motor up, and I'll let you know. And let me just tell you, Bo. I use the same lousy prop, but I'm going to tell you something. That new motor, made all the difference in the world. I can almost climb that thing straight up. And as far as putting it into a loop, whoa, give it full throttle, and it'll zip a loop just tighter than you can stand. Matter of fact, I really need to kind of back off of that kind of stuff because I could snap the wings off. as a matter of fact, I even try to do rolls with it with that new motor. But if I'm trying to get some flight time, hey, I can get 30 minutes out of it at half throttle.
Pretty good. I would, yeah, if you think about it anytime, look it up and let me know what kind of motor you got put on it, what you replaced it with, because like I said, I'd like to at least replace the motor Dave had on his, because I know his was a little bigger, wasn't it?
You really can't, you can change the pitch, but you cannot change the length. If you change that length to anything any longer, you'll be tapping the back of the fuselage.
Maybe it was just the motor then. I was thinking both of them had changed, but... All right, well, yeah, if you think about it, I would definitely like to know what it is, and then I'd have to figure out how to do the hard part and install it and hook it to the control module and all that.
Yipper, I will definitely get that information for you, and I hope I'll try to have it for tomorrow afternoon, okay? As a matter of fact, what I'll do is instead of just waiting the next time to see you, I'll go ahead and find out what it was and just text you with that information, okay?
Definitely work, and then I can start perusing around the web and see if I can find one.
Oh, they're easy to find, and they're not expensive. I think that one that I've got on there, I gave $21 for it.
Oh, I would have thought they'd been more expensive than that. Not that I've not really shopped for any of them, but, you know, I would assume they would have just been a little more than that.
They're not that well. Now, take that back. Now, if you go to Horizon Hobby, you're going to pay way more than that. But if you go to somebody like, Hobby King, Race Day Quads, let's see, who else? There's a couple more out there where you can buy stuff at a reasonable price.
I can understand that. I don't think there'd be any benefit to buying Horizon specific stuff, would there? I mean, you know, the motor would just I don't know. I mean, that'd still be in over my head, but I don't know how that controls what would be the benefit of buying a motor specifically from Horizon, or I guess. I know Spectrum may have their own motors, too. I don't know what that benefit would be.
All of the motors, most all of them are manufactured by, companies. And Horizon, for the most part, I don't believe manufactures their own motors. And the long and the short of it, as long as you've got the length, the barrel size and the shaft size and the overall length, you can buy that motor from anywhere as long as it meets the same specs. So, you know, hey, you just look at your type of mount, the barrel size, the overall length, and the KVA of the motor. Okay? So, as long as you got those three numbers, you know, you got it made. Now, like on that motor that I'm going to get you the spec on, I think that motor is going to be a 2218-900 or close to those numbers, okay? That gives you the barrel size, the overall length, and the KVA of the motor.
I have no clue what you're talking about right now, but that'd be the part of learning about it. So, yeah, let me know, like I said, once you think about it and you figure out what yours is, just text it to me, and I'd like to look it up and see what I can do to get my hands on one. Because I definitely think it would benefit from a little bit better motor on that Bixler. Especially since it was the first gen anyway. So, I mean, it would only be an improvement.
Okay, informant of you. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And, you know, the Bixler is a nice little airplane. You know, it's inexpensive, and the motor they put on it is really cheap. So when you put on a moderately good engine on that thing, or motor on that thing, hey, it makes it a seriously fun flyer.
Imagine, I mean, I enjoy flying it now as is, but, you know, you can tell you're full throttle, and this, it takes a little bit to get that plane in the air. I mean, it'll do it, it'll go, but I can just see having a little more oomph behind it, especially during the takeoff.
And launch it, and you're at full throttle, I would imagine it sags down about 5 or 6 feet, don't it?
Probably drops. I don't know how much it was, but, yeah, it, you know, you got to throw it and get your hand on the controls and get it back up in the air.
We, not with that motor I've got on mine, brother. I tell you what, you throw mine, and it's, and you throw it at an up attitude, it is climbing. It is moving up, and I am immediately reaching for the throttle.
I definitely, like I said, after watching you and Dave with yours and flying mine, I can see the benefit of having a little better motor on it.
Definitely helps. Oh, let me take about 1 minute here, and then I'll be right back. Stand by.
04CF, standing by.
Oh, I'm back. You just got the seal of approval from my wife. She says, he sounds like a nice fella.
I agree with her. No, I appreciate that. Oh, man. But, yeah, we got to get back out to the field again. We're glad to come out on the weekends one time, though, where I'm on. Well, summertime hits, though, and, you know, it's darker later in the evening. That'll definitely give me more flying time after work.
Hey, this coming Saturday, we go from regular time to daylight savings time.
Good, that'll give me a little bit more daylight after I get off work.
Winter, bud. My sweetie and I have been, we left this morning and we went down to Columbia to Lake Murray down at Dreer State Park and looked at the campsites there. And then we went down to the south end of Lake Thurman and Strom Thurman Lake, and we checked out three more campsites down there, and then we came back up through Abbeville and stopped, saw a friend of mine for a few minutes. Then we came on back up, dropped off a couple of tools to a buddy of mine and forgot them at my house, and now we're just about to get back home. So we have had a day of it. But each of our little camping trips with our camper we're going to take out, we plan on leaving on Sunday and getting back on Wednesday. That way I can have my weekends for flying.
What's wrong with that? Shoot, my camper wasn't stuck down at the beach, I'd be doing the same thing. But we're trying to plan some tent camping trips and in addition to go down to the beach and camping our camper down there. We're actually leaving out this Thursday. Yeah, this coming Thursday we'll be headed to the beach, so I'll be looking forward to that. Some downtime, not have to worry about work or stupid work phone ringing or anything like that.
Well, there you go. So which campground you got it at?
Lakewood. We used to stay at Ocean Lakes, and it just got so busy and hard to get reservations, we ended up trying out Lakewood a long time ago, and we just kind of stuck with it. It's a lot to manage, so we've been staying down there, and we've had our camper in storage for about, I think this is the third year, if I remember correctly.
What do they charge you a month to store it?
Well, they don't have a monthly rate. You got to pay for the whole year, but, man, it went up to $1,000 this last year. About brought it home, but you know, we really enjoy being able to just kind of go and take the car down to the beach, and you know, honestly the camper gets more use down there than it ever did in the backyard. So I would just we decided to go ahead and pay it at least one of those, and you know, if we don't end up using it, I'll end up bringing it home.
Go out to the lakes and fish.
My first travel trailer, we had a Dutchman Kodiak, and 28 foot. We took it to what is it, Devil's, is it Devil's Fork or Devil's something campground up past Lake Joe Cassie. And we stayed up there, but I don't have a boat or anything, so, you know, I got to fish from the shore, but we went up there and stayed. But we probably do a little more tent camping around this way than we do taking a camper up. I was always a nervous wreck of taking the travel trailer up Salute of Grade, so we never, ever took it to the mountains. It was either, you know, Caesar's Head or, like I said, that Devil's Fork campground. I'm trying to think where else, but now I got the 32-foot travel trailer. I don't even know what I would do trying to get that thing into a parking spot.
Well, mine's just a 26-foot, and it's light enough. My Chevy 1500's got a locker rear end in it, and it's rated for 11,000 pounds. And my camper doesn't weigh but 40, I think I have like 5,200. So I'm in good shape, baby. I can go anywhere I want. And we like to go over, we bought us this little inflatable pontoon that you can put a trolling motor on the back of. And it's 12 feet long after it's inflated. And that thing is the trick. So we like to go out to the lakes and just go fishing and, you know, camping and fishing that way. And that really works out good for us.
And so how does it, is it the whole thing a blow up, or is do you sit down in it? I mean, how does that work? Is that, I'd still be nervous wreck taking something like that on Lake Bowen, but, you know, some of the bigger lakes you can get off in the little coves and it probably wouldn't be that bad, but that sounds pretty interesting.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Here in just a little bit, I'll send you a link to the thing. It's a Sea Eagle. That's what it's called, and man, I'm 260 pounds, and me and my wife get on that thing with a big old deep cycle battery, and we can pretty much go all day with a nice Minn Kota trolling motor. Shoot, that thing just does great. Now, you know, I wouldn't take it out on the big water, you know. Some of these idiots that come along with these big boats and just try to swamp you, you know, I wouldn't want to do that, but it would probably be fine. But I'll send you a link on that thing. And that little pontoon, it don't run but $1,400.
Oh, and trolling motors ain't too bad. And like I said, just hooking up to a deep cycle battery, that would be pretty good. I've looked at, you know, everything from kayaks, but then you watch the horror stories on YouTube and see guys get run over by the big boats. But yeah, I believe I'd do what you were talking about, just kind of stick close to the shore and hit the coves and stuff like that to do some fishing.
You know, before you go saying a whole lot, I've been thinking about selling my boat. I've got a Bass Tracker Pro 175, and it skadoots down the lake at about 38 miles an hour, which is plenty fast, 17 and a half feet long, and it just does great. You know, I might just make you a deal on it.
No, I probably won't do it. Like I said, I've looked around. I've never really... You know, I've thought about pulling the trigger on one, but then just trying to get it in and out of the lake, and I don't know. I've never, ever got a boat out on the lake myself. I've always went with other people, and I just, you know, I'd like to go fishing here and there, but I'll be honest, I'm just as happy sitting on the bank, but you can't really do much bass fishing that way.
Well, I tell you what, bud, we've just pulled into the house. I'll get that information on that motor. And I also sent you a link on this little inflatable. It's just smooth. It really is. So, anyhow, 73, you be careful going on home. I'm going in to watch the inside of my eyelids and rest my behind. So, 73, it's K&4, VWA. I'm clear.
You and the wife have a good evening tonight. Far from the house now. I'm I probably got less than 100 yards before I pull in the driveway myself. So, y'all have a good one. Hopefully, we'll see you on the airfield before long, and we'll get the planes up in the air and have some fun again. So, all right, have a good one. 73KO4CDF, and I will be clear.
4PXH, anybody listening?